Hey, welcome everybody. It is the Flight Risk Podcast Show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton, and welcome to today's show. What is the date today? Oh my God, it's March 11th. Jesus, as we march on, March 11th, 2024, as we march on through 2024, man, it's some crazy days we live in, to be honest. So, excuse me, we're going to talk today. You know, one of the things, and I realized, we're going to talk a little bit, let me just kind of paraphrase this. We're going to talk a little bit about business and social media, and how, you know, a lot of people have found social media side hustles and things like that to reclaim their life, to rechange, you know, their life. To move in a different direction. A lot of people are using social media for good things, and a lot of folks out there have built monstrous businesses or successful businesses on social media platforms. And so today we're going to talk about, yes, that's all great, but we're going to talk a little bit about the scary side of doing that. And what you can do to help not fall in the trap where one day you wake up and your account's shadow banned. Your account's been frozen. Your account's been put in social media jail for something that, honestly, you look at it and you go, wait a minute, I didn't do that, or I didn't... It was, you know, what, you know, and then you try to, and I'm going to tell you a personal story. We decided we would try a TikTok shop because everybody said TikTok shops are really hot and do all this stuff. Well, we got it all together. It's there. It's built up and all this stuff. And I said, well, let's throw a little money at it and let's put some ads, some TikTok shop ads on there. And they came in and I get it all set up, send them all my business documents, do all the things. And literally when we click on the thing, it says you've been permanently banned. What? We haven't even put up a thing. We haven't put, there's no nothing. Where the hell are you? What are you basing that on? We have no history with you. We've never stiffed you for a bill. We've never done any of those things. And so we appeal it. And the appeal comes back, and you can tell that when you appeal it, that it's a computer system that's doing it. It's an AI probably that's doing it. So I filed again and again and again, and finally it said, okay, we see that this is important to you, so we're going to move it up. And I kept, you know, it said you'll have an answer within 48 hours. Well, 48, it could be coming up from 48 hours. You need to refresh this and get another 48 hours on the clock. Well, we did that about, I don't know, 7-8 times to the point where it wouldn't even do it anymore. And we still can't go in. No one's looked at it. No one's, you know, and I have no idea. You know, other than what it tells me is that the universe is telling me I don't need to be there for whatever reason. Okay. And not to put too much stock in it. You know, you do see a lot of success coming from it, but I got to say, okay, well, we'll just, you know, we'll throw, and that's going to be the real bones of our show today is how do you not freak out and go, oh shit, what am I going to do? My business is done. Because that was the only place you were. Okay, so we're on other locations. We do fine on Etsy, and we built a Shopify account that we're beginning to put some effort into and see if we can't build up an online store. We're excited about that, and we just sell cute and funny merch. It's not a big deal, but let's just, you know, I see people coming up and saying, well, you got to go to my backup account and all those type of things. And, you know, our account was totally banned, or our account was, you know, been put in social media jail for, and it could, you know, and a lot of these people, quite honestly, aren't even political. You know, political stuff I see because of the censorship and social media is just rampant, and First Amendment just doesn't seem to play out on too many platforms. You know, people are allowed a dissenting view, you know, and that's okay. I mean, my whole philosophy on that is we can agree to disagree. Let's not hate each other for it. Let's not say you can't say none of that, you know. As long as it's not, in my mind, threatening or some sort of, you know, going to result in some harm, then, you know, here's the thing with, you know, all these people that are freaking out over all this political shit. We're going to be in this. We're going to be in that. Were we when, you know, have we in any shape, form, or fashion? If you look at the government since its inception, and has it worked for anybody? No, not really. You know, have they, do we have better schools? No. Do we have better roads? No. Do we have better infrastructure today? No. Is the electrical grid worth a shit? No. So, you know, pick, you know, it's not it's kind of crazy, all the shit, you know, you're $32 trillion in debt. Do you think these people really give a shit about you? Because you know who that is on the back of? You, if you're a business owner and your business and generations of your family to come that aren't even here yet. Your children's children's children will be paying on this debt. So here's the skinny. You know, if you're going to be in some sort of business for yourself, you need to have different outlets for, and you need to be diversified. Not only are, I mean, we're on a couple of different video providers. I'm working on another project that's going to get us on Vimeo. We're working on some stuff to get to move to Vimeo. We're on Rumble. We're on YouTube. And here's the thing. If you're a smart entrepreneur, if you're a smart person, then here's, you know, look at these things, because you may not want to be on some platforms, but I can tell you this, you better look at them in a optimistic light, because what happens when someone you don't know doesn't like something, and it could be very, it could be as innocent as you think. How many people have you seen in social media feeds that are going, what did I say? What did I do? You know, why am I all of a sudden, you know, or if they did say something that someone, you know, some woke person in a corporation says, oh, we're not taking that. We're going to, you know, and just destroys your account in a couple of click strokes, or you don't become in, you, maybe your account's there, but you never appear in any sort of, you don't appear in anybody's feed. They can have all kinds of ways to screw your account that can hurt, you know. So don't put some of you that are older, some of you that have been to business school probably have heard, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, you have to diversify your online presence, and it may take several so that your business doesn't lose a beat, okay? Because you can migrate people away. If they love you enough, they'll migrate onto some other platform that you have. The other thing is if you can build an email list where you can connect with these folks directly via a newsletter or a video from you, That's another amazing way, and it's something that because you can, you know, you can add your own video. You don't need a hosting to put a video on a email. You just need to have an email list that you can add the file to and send it so that people can watch it. So it doesn't get censored by people that, you know, have an agenda above yours or think they're above you and can censor what you say. So, you know, one of the things, and I know that this is going to be a little crass for some folks, but, you know, go back and look. There was a smut in America, thought he was a monster. His name is Larry Flint. He publishes Hustler magazine, and there was a movie called The People versus Larry Flint. But back when I was a younger man, it was all over the news because he kept getting thrown in jail. And here's the things: major news organizations said it wasn't he, you know, that they found everything that he did in the magazine disgusting. But what they did want to protect was his First Amendment right. So he, you know, and he won his Supreme Court case. So a lot of the precedent that people use to support their thing is The People versus Larry Flint. And so, you know, and most people, you know, don't subscribe to his, you know, to the way he does things. He, you know, they find him disgusting. And so, but he has a right to say and do and publish what he wants. That's what makes America America. And here's the thing that I want to leave you with on that is you don't have to pick up his magazine at the store. You don't have to go to their online website. You don't have to do any of that. You can just simply ignore it and not worry about it. You know, it's you can fight against it, which is fine. You're right to do. But my point to all that is that, you know, you do have a right to free speech, and there's folks that are especially today. And I'm not saying anybody listening is putting out smut, but what I am suggesting to you is don't have all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, try to, you know, get a way to capture emails where you can be one-on-one with your audience. The next thing is if you are really kind of working from social media, and a lot of, here's the thing that you need to worry about is if your business is based on a Facebook page. I know a lot of people that their website is their Facebook page. Well, if Facebook in its infinite wisdom comes around and decides that your hot dog stand isn't politically correct, or you said something on your personal social media page that they didn't like, guess what happens to your stuff? You know, it gets moved off. So create your own website or blog, establish a strong website so you can publish content and you can drive people to it. There's there's more than one platform out there where you can find and send independent folks. They, you know, it's hard to, you know, when all of these social media platforms are so there, but if you get people used to going to, you know, we use, and I'm not, they're not paying me. This isn't an endorsement. I'm just telling you, and there's other services out there that, you know, shop around and see, but I use Linktree in order to have everything that I do all in one place, easy to click, easy to do. It's in it, and the neat thing about it is it's really it really is easy. It's easy to build the page, it's easy to do everything with it. And it works quite well. And you can put QR codes so that people can, in fact, on my business cards now, instead of putting all that crap on a business card, you know what I do? I put my name, a little bit of data on there, and then I put a QR code. And that way, people can get on there. It takes them to my Linktree page, and they can look at everything that has to do with my business or social media accounts. And so there you have that. The other thing is that, you know, when you put all your eggs into one and or two social media platforms, you can also, let's say that social media company does something and you can't get your head around that. You know, maybe they're taking things too far. Maybe they're allowing things to happen on their network that are disgusting that you can't abide. And then you're sitting there going, but my, you know, I'm an influencer. I can't, you know. That's why I'm saying if you're going to be an influencer or if you are an influencer, you need to be an influencer in several different places. And that's a hard thing. People on one social media account may like you and you can't get any headway on another, you know? And so, but if you do some creative campaigning to get people to follow you on other social media accounts, and just, you know, I even have said we've dropped a couple of social media accounts just simply because, you know, there comes a point in time, and we talked about this yesterday, we have to draw a line in the sand. And he said, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, if that's the way you want to think and do and be and all that kind of stuff, God bless you. That's what America and American freedoms are about. But I don't have to subscribe to it. So therefore, as a business owner and as a person, an author, there's some social media that, you know what? We dumped it. And until they if they ever change some of the things that they do, then no, we're not going back. I will, you know, this is the whole thing about being an entrepreneur. You also have to be very versatile. You also have to say, okay, well, we can't make this one work because we don't agree with them ideologically at all, or you may have suffered some sort of censorship that you go, what the hell? Shit. You know, and don't think that I see so many people on social media that go, I never thought, you know, oh my God, what am I going to do? And like for right now, you know, you've got TikTok, the government trying to shut down TikTok in the United States. It won't, I don't think it'll get done. I think what'll happen is they're going to, you got several big money guys that have said, hey, if we can, we would definitely buy TikTok. They want it to convert into an American company. Because they say that the Chinese ownership is communist, so, and that it's part of the Chinese Communist Party, and it's state-owned and not independently owned, even though their CEO testified to the Senate that the Senate or Congress, I can't remember where he was, but anyway, he that they were not, but apparently they don't believe him. So, and they passed some stuff that, and here's the thing, let's say they wanted to push that really, really far. And tomorrow, and let's say your TikTok shop, your TikTok, you got 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, over 1 million followers. And tomorrow they decided to shut it off because they say that it's Chinese communist propaganda, that they're getting all of our information and they're somehow sneaking in through TikTok to spy on all of us. You know, these are the same people that will let a balloon fly completely across our country and tell us, well, nothing to see here. So if they shut it down, what are you going to do? If all your eggs are in that basket, what are you going to do? So you need to have a plan. In my mind, my suggestion, and I do this, is you need to have be on the social media that you align with, and then work on it all equally and with the same vigor you do. Don't show more love from one channel to the next. It's, you know, you may grow faster on one channel, but you need to show the same love every day to all of them. And you need to remind folks, hey, you know, go to the link in our bio and go check out all our other stuff. If people really are digging you, then they'll move over for you, or they will subscribe to other things, you know, and offer different, the same but maybe a little different. Say on here we're gonna, you know, and try to develop and see what your audience is and develop content around that, you know, and you'll be amazed at that actually works. So you know, there's some sources where you can, you know, put some subscriber pages and offer bigger content to folks that subscribe. There's, you know, there's so many ways that you can get people to follow you and build a channel. You know, I see a lot of news people, because we're in the news business, I see a lot of news people that are all the time going, is anybody even seeing this article? Because it gets censored. You know, it gets someone somewhere makes that decision, and it's usually unfair and unjust. And it's on both sides of the aisle. It's not just one certain ideology. You see people complaining about it on both sides of the aisle. And so it can damage your business in a huge way. So, you know, building an email list, creating a website or blog, and then exploring other social media platforms. How can we build on that? Because you may need to go from one to another in the swiftness of a day, and you can put out, you know, as long as you're not 110% blocked, if you can post a video on there, say, hey, look, we've been, if you love our content and you love us and you want to see us, you know, migrate over and visit us at this social media account and do, you know, and start building from there. But if you don't have a presence there, then it's going to be much more difficult because you're starting from ground zero. And that's the whole point of pick and choose your battles, because you may have to fight that battle on another battlefield and you don't want to go there with nothing. You don't want to show up to the show and have no instruments to play the concert. You know, you need to have some momentum, have some depth into that particular social media account. You need to know the guidelines and what you can and can't do on those channels, and start building a presence there and get your audience excited about following you. Get them excited about following you. And the thing is that I see so many people that are doing TikTok shops, and that's their only shop. You know, and yeah, honey, make hay what, you know, what is it Cat Williams says? Make your paper, boo, you know. Ride that wave as long as you can. As a smart business person, you obviously are. Ride that wave as long as you can. But remember that it's a wave. And at some point in time, it's going to move on. And when I mean move on, it's going to stop. And you're going to be on your surfboard in the water going, oh, what happened to my wave? Well, it stopped. You got to swim back out, catch another one. So that's my point. And if you see that metaphorically, you're going to have to swim back out and catch another wave. So if you're have already surfed these areas, then guess what you understand? You understand the waves in this part, in this particular break. So, you know, don't just, like I keep saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, expand out. And you also may find, you know, new audiences and things like that. You don't want to get too far out. Here's the thing. Well, we'll just get on everything. We'll get on, you know, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, X. We'll get on all of these social media platforms, and you get too spread out. So, you know, make sure that you are diversified, but don't get so spread out that you can't give equal love to each of those accounts every day. And see what you can do to build your audience, and then share that. collaborating with other influencers and other businesses. You know, here's the cool thing, and I find this, it's amazingly cool. I've gotten a couple of really good collaborating with people. I've gotten a couple of really good projects out of it that are fun, you know. And we've, through our stuff, through working together, you know, we've all experienced, you know, some social media bumps and bruises that, you know, and it can be, you know, assholes getting on there and making fake accounts and then asking people to, you know, you could be a tool guy and have somebody go, you know, do you want a psychic reading with a fake account? And, you know, or, hey, I'll come out and build a porch for you and, you know, send us $100 deposit and we'll be out there next week. You know, so there's a lot of reasons why you move in and out of social media. So that's why we want to be diversified in what we do. And that's a good thing when you collaborate with other influencers and maybe they share, oh my God, I got, you know, put in this social media jail for yada, yada, yada reasons. And I, you know, it's, I'm stuck here for, you know, 10 days. And, so anyhow, they, you know, don't let outside influences that you have absolutely zero control over control your business. Sit there and go, you know, you have to ask the question, what if we lose? You know, I think about influencers on TikTok and wow, you know, some of them have gigantic, and then you look at them on other platforms and they're not as popular on other platforms as they are on a particular platform, which is fine. At least they're there. They have a base to build on. But it would hurt that income that they get from their channel. That's going to sting. And so can you weather that financial storm as well? If you're making X dollars on a particular social media site, you need to consider that as almost like you would found money. You know, it's like it could go away any second for any number of stupid reasons. And so you have to, again, think about, if I lost that income today, where am I going to go find it? If you have other sources that won't take you too long to build up and regain some of that traction, then that's a, you know, that that was a smart move, you know. And you may want to build while, you know, organic reach is great. You know, you may want to think about a little bit of paid advertising on some other accounts that help drive traffic to your website, help drive traffic to your landing pages. You know, get your audience used to seeing you in other places. So you may want to think about just doing a little, you know, for example, and again, they're not paying me, and it's just something that we do. But on Etsy, we're able to set our account where basically our entire store gets put. We spend X dollars per day, and it doesn't have to be a lot of money. I mean, you can do it for, I think, a dollar a day if you want. And I mean, we spend more than that each day to get more reach. But it will, what it does is it puts you higher into those searches and gets you some recognition and get eyes on your site, you know, and it's not terribly expensive to do that, you know. So, you know, doing some stuff to drive some traffic to other areas that where you are is not a bad play at all. So I would think about that and figure out how you could focus a little bit of that targeted paid advertising into your traffic to your website or landing pages. Make sure that, you know, your landing pages and your blog and all those things, make sure that those, the visibility for the organic search is there. So you need to focus on your SEO and make sure that you have relevant keywords and that people can find you in Google searches and things like that. Or if you all of a sudden disappeared off of some, you know, or you went into some black hole on social media and couldn't be found, then if people go and Google you, then they can find your other networks and say, what happened, you know, and you can put out some information that says, hey, look, we were, you know, shadow banned, or we were banned from this, and, you know, and you can explain to people, you know, here's what we posted. Yeah, we didn't think it was bad. We didn't, you know, but somehow some social media person at this particular company said that, you know, they didn't like it. So they, you know, like a piece of paper you'd throw in the trash, they threw us in the trash. And that's what sucks, is you got people that can make those decisions without ever reaching out. Most of the time, you can't get anyone to reach out to you, talk to you. You can put in requests for, you know, and I can't tell you how many people, sadly, I mean, we never heard back from TikTok ever. And, you know, we sent out nice things. Hey, you got to relook at this. We've never even done an ad. In fact, we just literally 2 minutes ago set up this account. Now, all of a sudden, we're banned for what? We hadn't done nothing. We have no violations on our accounts. We have nothing. We don't put out edgy or controversial content in any shape, form, or fashion. Worst thing you can find on my TikTok account, and it's not the worst thing, but is, you know, we do music bands, great artist histories. We put up digital work, and I mean, none of it's political, none of it is, you know, racy or edgy, none of that, you know. Most of it's the history of Fleetwood Mac, the history of Pink Floyd, the, you know, the history of music. That's it. And we sell t-shirts and hats and caps and beanies and all that kind of stuff on our store. The store's there, it's active, but honestly, if you don't put any I think if you don't put any money towards advertising on the site, I don't think you ever come up in any sort of presence. So we just let it sit idle. It'll stay there. Maybe somebody will see it, and then all of a sudden it'll take off. You know, I would love and had a rather sizable budget to put towards it because it is so popular. But instead, we focused that money somewhere else, and we'll do fine. You know, it's there has to be a reason the universe, and I believe this in my heart, that instead of wigging out about it, going, what the hell? You know, we're doomed. We can't get on TikTok shop. You know, well, we're there. We just can't get found. So we'll take our money and go somewhere else. That's all there is to it. And we did. So, you know, even if it came back and I could, you know, I don't have the same amount of budget left this year that I could have given them, you know, for this whole year, which was actually for us quite sizable, you know, because it was so hot. I wanted to strike while the iron's hot, you know, but for whatever reason, it didn't come together. And that's what prompted me to do this, because I see so many people, you know, and then the talk of, and you've got a lot of people talking about what the government's trying to do with TikTok. And see, here's the thing that you got to think about in that, is the government says you and I, and let's say they got their way, let's just use worst case scenario. They get their way and say, oh, you can't be on TikTok. They banned all the government from being on TikTok. If you have a government-issued phone in most states, you have a government-issued phone from the U.S. government and that kind of thing, TikTok can't not be on your phone. It can't. So here's the thing, and it's been banned and all those things. And here's the hypocrisy of this and why this should wake you up to going, yeah, I guess the rug could get pulled out from under me. The Joe Biden administration has a TikTok account. They made a TikTok account. So can weird shit happen? You know, they banned it from everything. You can't be on TikTok if you're a government employee. But if you're president of the United States, you can. The most powerful man in the world, his phone get, you know, not probably his phone, but government phones tied to him get placed on TikTok. And he arguably is the phone that we should protect the most. Or his infrastructure is the one we should protect the most, but yet he can be on TikTok, and if, you know, if you're a game warden, you can't. If you're a clerk in an office, you can't. If you're the head of a department where you would like to put fun TikToks on to promote your staff and you and your department, you can't. Joe Biden can to put, I guess he campaigns on it. So, whatever. So that's my point, is you can't, there's a lot of bullshit that's out of your control. And that's why you need to sit there and go, you know what, I need to get my ass off. You know, if you're a small business and you use Facebook because it's free, which is good, and if you have a strong following, God bless, that's great, you know. But consider what would happen if they got pissed off at you one day. Well, you've had too many negative reviews. You know, maybe you got a, or you had one bad, you know, review. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't have to just be that. But let's just say that they don't like you anymore. It's their choice to be able to say, you know, and they just kind of, without you knowing it, you're on the back burner. You can't really be found. So, you know, there are some alternative ways for you to be relevant. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. And, you know, and all of these things, if you're on a certain platform and you're doing well, God bless you. That's great. Obviously, rock that shit out as long as you can. But remember, all of this is a wave. And at some point in time, you might be catching a tube, dude, hang ten, bro. And then all of a sudden, the wave stops. And you're sitting there, bobbing up and down in the water going, whoa, what? What? Wait, whoa, whoa. This is my business. This is how I do it, you know. Don't be that guy or gal. Say, okay, well, you know, that was a good ride. Rocked out for a while. All right, let's go focus somewhere else. Or thank God I have these other areas that are doing okay. I just need, now that I can put more focus in them, I'm gonna. And focus that strategy into another platform where you're not getting as much pushback as you are on this one. So that's why it's so important, so vitally important to move your shit around. And again, don't get too far out there. Just have some options. And then you can offer some value through multiple channels, provide valuable content, resources, or tools through various channels like webinars, podcasts, or ebooks, to establish your authority and keep your audience engaged across different mediums. So you can tell people from one platform to the next, hey, be sure to tune into our podcast today. Huh? Be sure to come to our webinar today. Or, hey, we just published a new ebook. You'll find it available on Amazon or whatever platform you use. I just happen to use Amazon. That's not a plug to Amazon. That's where... I'm on a bajillion platforms. You can find my books just about anywhere, but Amazon really is where it all begins. So but there are other platforms out there that you can use besides, you know, like for me, there are other publishing platforms that I can use and do and have a small presence there in case something ever happened with Amazon. At least I don't have to go start building another page from scratch. I don't have to try to find an audience from scratch. And if I use these other platforms, guess where they publish? One of the places they publish to? Amazon. So if I can broaden my reach and still be on Amazon, you know, think about it. So I just choose to, for the moment, I have worked really hard to build my Amazon author page, and I've worked really hard to make sure that it's has all of our stuff and that we do well with it. And there you have it. You know, and so you need to, one of the things that you need to do is continuously figure out where you are on each social media account. So take some time to look at your analytics, take some time to see what you're doing. And like I said, if you can, you know, drop a little bit of money into one social media account or another to build brand awareness and to build your audience, you know, that's not a bad investment to make. So that if, like I said, God forbid that something goes wrong with that particular channel, guess what you can do? You can move over and not miss a beat. And so that's, what does all this and why are we, you know, we kind of focused hard on a channel, and it gets a little bit away from what our core stuff is on this channel, which is developing, you know, ourselves and developing our life. And so what I wanted to say to you is that, you know, do this in every aspect of your life, you know. Not saying go out and get, you know, three extra girlfriends in case this one doesn't work out, or three extra boyfriends in case this one doesn't work out. No. But create different ways of approaching your relationship and building value in your relationship and presence in your relationship because there's going to be things where you're going to have to compromise. There's going to be things where, you know, one or the other of you says, no, I don't like that. I don't want, you know, and you have to, you know, don't have all your eggs in one emotional basket. You know, make sure that you put yourself in a situation where you can say, okay, I can live with that. Let's go blah, 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 do this, 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 and this. You know, because you've done that, you've seen some success in other areas, but maybe one area of your life you guys just, and maybe you just kind of get, you know, maybe it's that Friday night of popcorn blankets in a movie night on the couch, just you and your significant other together. And maybe that just kind of plays out, you know, you've got to move on, you know, so, hey, it would be cool with your partner to say, you know, we like this, we hadn't done this in a long time, we used to do this a little bit, why don't we try this now, you know, maybe it was going to a cooking class, or maybe it was, you know, finding a new hobby you can do together, or maybe it was, you know, your wife comes in and goes, you know what we should do, honey? We should rebuild a muscle car. You know? So, I mean, it could be anything. And that's the beauty of it all. So, really look at your social media, especially in today's economy and with all the things that are going on. And if that's how you're making your money, as a side hustle or as a core piece of your business, then I would highly recommend that you know don't just survive on one thing or another. You know, it's like me, I didn't, you know, yeah, I'm peeved because we couldn't get anything done with TikTok, but I left the shop there. I'm not stupid, you know, and I just don't put much focus in it. You know, if somehow it organically catches on, then hell yeah. But my resources are being put somewhere else where I don't have the same constraints. I don't have the same unknown whatevers. And I put my resources there. And so there you have it. So, like I said, you know, if you look on the link on our page here, if you want to find out more about us and go see what books I have, I do have a new book about ancient history out. That's really cool. It's a little bit off the beaten path, but it does work into some projects that we're working on currently that are part of our documentary film crew. So in our research, I was able to put all this research together, and so I put it all in a book and put it out. So, and it's pretty cool. We're studying a lot of really, really, really interesting and cool stuff. And so if you have an opportunity to do that and you can afford it, then please, by all means, I hope you'll take that book. It's really interesting. And you can go see everything. I mean, you can contact us. You can do everything right there. It's in a single spot, and it's really, really cool to use. You can go to our podcast from there, and, you know, I always tell people, just save that. That way you got everything for me, and it's the one thing that I publish the most is my Linktree page, because, like I said, you can pick and choose what you want. So that's a cool thing to offer to your fan base, and to your customers, and to people who enjoy listening to you. So, wow, we are living in a crazy time. So I did want to say, you know, and this is going to be something that we're going to talk about, but be kind. You see so much, God, that poor little girl who was beaten to death, you know, it's like, we got to tell our kids, hey, no, stop, you know, stop. Because two young lives got ruined, but two young lives got ruined. And it, you know, be kind. Don't, you know, we can all have differences. We don't have to hate each other, because that's just no. And there's, you know, a lot of things pushing that narrative. Don't let what you hear about anything do your critical thinking, as we've said. And I not only have written books about this, but I've also done podcasts about it. And do your research before you go just absolutely bonkers and hate somebody. And get both sides, listen openly, and get both sides of the story before you come back and say, yeah, I don't, you know, I'm going to go this way. So if you're going to go that way, make sure that you have all your, all the knowledge you possibly can, and be able to, when you're able to articulate that to people, then there you go. That's how you'll make a change to see things your way, is if you have a good, reasonable story to tell. So, all right, well, we're going to cut it off here. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to follow the link and save it into your phone, smart pad, or on your computer. And we appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is the Flight Risk Podcast Show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton. Bye for now.